Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Federal and state investigators are still trying to figure out why Stephen Paddock murdered at least 59 people and injured more than 500 in Las Vegas on Sunday night. But we're starting to get deeper reporting as to how he did it. Two automatic weapons, or guns modified to behave like automatic rifles. In all, Paddock had 42 guns in his Mandalay Bay hotel room and his Mesquite, Nevada home. He also had a stockpile of weapons and explosive chemicals that were basically fit for a commando unit. In fact, on the night of the attack, police communications show exactly how quickly Las Vegas law enforcement officers knew what they were up against. Listen to this. At 10:08 p.m. Sunday night, an officer on the scene calls in the alarm.
1-6-9-10 means we got shots fired at 4:15 a.m. at the Route 91. Sounded like an automatic firearm.
Sounded like an automatic firearm, the officer says. Just 5 minutes later, another officer is inside the Mandalay Bay, just one floor below Paddock.
I'm inside the Mandalay Bay on the 31st floor. I can hear the automatic fire coming from one floor ahead, one floor above us.
Copy. Is there a unit down?
Repeat. Just be advised. It is automatic fire, fully automatic fire from an elevated position. Take cover.
That is correct. It's fully automatic fire. I'm right below it.
It's police communications from the night of the Las Vegas attack. And the officers were right. There are reports now that at least one of the guns Paddock had been modified with the so-called bump stock, a legal device that makes a semi-automatic firearm behave very much like a fully automatic weapon capable of firing 450 to something like 900 rounds per minute. Well, reporter Alex Yablon has looked into the manufacture and rise of these so-called bump stock. He's with The Trace, an independent nonprofit news organization dedicated to expanding coverage of guns in the United States. He joins us now from New York. Alex, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks so much for having me.
So, bump stocks. I think for a lot of folks, this is the first time they've ever heard of a bump stock. What is it?
Well, basically, they're devices that allow a shooter to kind of take advantage of just the natural force produced by the recoil of a gun to pull the trigger much, much more frequently than they would if they had to actually squeeze with their own finger every single time they wanted to fire a shot. So, instead of you squeezing the trigger, you're using the force of the gun to have this trigger squeeze your finger.
The recoil of the gun itself.
Right, exactly.
I see. And, go ahead.
Yeah, and they've just kind of been novelties for the most part, but I will say that in 2013, Dianne Feinstein, senator from California, did actually introduce legislation to outlaw them nationally, but it didn't go anywhere.
Well, we actually have some tape from a 2013 hearing that you're referring to, where Senator Feinstein of California talked about these bump stocks. It was a hearing on an assault weapons ban that she had introduced, and here's that tape.
You can buy what's called a bump fire stock legally. This, as I said, is legal. And it allows a semi-automatic firearm to be fired as quickly as a fully automatic shotgun, machine gun, which has been banned for decades.
So Senator Feinstein, they're making the point that these are legal. But, I mean, how close to the legality line do the bump stocks come? Because, I mean, a lot of people might say converting a weapon into something that can fire 900 rounds per minute sounds awfully lot like a machine gun.
Well, the important distinction is not in how many rounds they fire per minute, but rather how they do it. The definition of a machine gun, it doesn't say anything about speed. It's just, can you hold down the trigger once and keep shooting until you're out of bullets? Whereas a bump fire stock, it doesn't make it so that you can just hold the trigger down and keep shooting, but rather it just allows you to pull the trigger much more quickly.
I see.
So obviously for laymen, that may not mean very much, but you know, from an engineer's perspective, it's a big difference.
So how popular are these and who makes them?
Only a couple companies make them. There's one called Slide Fire. There's another one called Bump Fire. They're not very big companies. I was on the Slide Fire website trying to see which retailers stock them, and they only list under 20 retailers throughout the entire country. To get an idea of what that means compared to the full number of gun stores around the country, there's something like between 50 and 60,000 licensed retailers selling guns in the country.
I see. So as far as Slide Fire, they're the Texas-based company, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So we looked at a letter from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives that the ATF essentially sent to Slide Fire back in 2010. Slide Fire put this. You actually put a link to it in your story, and they have it available on their website. And this is a letter from ATF that says yes, the bump stocks that you're selling are legal. They don't convert weapons into machine guns. And they find that bump stock is a firearm part not regulated as a firearm under the Gun Control Act or National Firearms Act. But earlier in the letter, we also noted that the ATF said to Slide Fire, this company, that they had written a letter advising the ATF that the stock is intended to assist persons whose hands have limited mobility to bump fire an AR-15 style rifle. So was its original intent to help people who had trouble firing the rifle to begin with?
I should go take another look at that. The thing is you can bump fire a weapon even without one of these things. If you just sort of hold it, to your side, like a regular AR-15, hold it to your side without one of these stocks, you can fire it, but it's just wildly inaccurate. With one of these stocks, you can have a bit more control and still achieve the same effect. Certainly the marketing of these things would not suggest it's in any way intended to help people who, say, have limited mobility. It's just sort of kind of a way to get full auto thrills with a semi-automatic weapon.
Yeah. So I'm seeing from you did really great reporting on this a couple of years ago, and you said a bump fire stock costs only about $99. In comparison to if you were to legally buy a machine gun, that would cost you $20,000-$25,000. I mean, so how popular are these stocks? I mean, you said that they may not get sold in a lot of places, but do we know how many of them have been sold?
It's kind of impossible to say because, these are, they're only made by a couple small privately held companies that don't have to make any kind of public disclosures. They're not, because they're just like a plastic part and not a, a serialized firearm, the ATF doesn't actually keep track of how many there are. So it's kind of impossible to say. I would be surprised if they're particularly widespread, though, because, they're not really useful for a lot of the kind of more common firearm pastimes like hunting, or even target shooting. A lot of ranges won't let you shoot rapid fire. They won't even let you shoot a regular semi-automatic weapon as quickly as you possibly can.
Have any states moved to regulate these?
A couple states have passed laws that take aim at similar accessories. California has a law outlining what it calls multi-burst trigger activators. That law very, very clearly applies to some similar accessories. There's something called a GAT crank that basically you attach a little crank to the trigger and turn it, like an old-fashioned Gatling gun, and that's what you use to pull the trigger more quickly. That's very clearly prohibited under the California law. It's not clear, though, if this law necessarily applies to these bump stocks. And I've actually been in touch with some attorneys this afternoon to try to answer that, and they're a little bit unclear on this as well. The Slide Fire's website says they're not aware They haven't been notified by any state governments that their product is restricted, but that doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, a California, you know, the California Department of Justice would take kindly to this product.
Mm-hmm.
And Connecticut and Minnesota, and I believe, let me just double check here, and Iowa also have similar kinds of laws as well.
It does make you wonder if now some states may take a closer look at these modifications, especially if indeed something like that was used by the Las Vegas shooter. But Alex Yablon, reporter for The Trace, an independent nonprofit news organization dedicated to expanding coverage of guns in the United States, thank you so very much for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
And by the way, we've got a link to Alex's article on bump fire devices. That's at radioboston.org.